Well, my colleagues and I joined the Charlotte Sports Foundation on Wednesday night to celebrate the city of Charlotte's inaugural ranking on SBJ's Best Sports Business City list. Charlotte finished at number 3 last year. So the event was held at the Quail Hollow Club, hosted by Charlotte Sports Foundation Executive Director Danny Morrison, one of the class acts in sports. It was great to see so many familiar faces from NASCAR and the local sports teams, and we had a fun conversation on sports business. And so this is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, March 14th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. We talked a lot last night about the growth of women's sports. Here's another example. The Professional Women's Hockey League, it continues to look to set records. So the league, just a few months old, will be taking a Montreal-Toronto game on April 20th to the Bell Center in Montreal, likely leading to another all-time women's hockey attendance record. Now, that facility, the Bell Center, has a capacity of 21,000, and I bet they will sell that out. The league set its previous attendance record in February when more than 19,000 came to Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Amazing what this league is doing in a short period of time. But last night's conversation at that Quail Hollow Club, a lot of questions for me about the growth of women's sports. And is it real? Is it sustainable? Well, we'll have to see about the sustainability of the PWHL because it is so new. But other leagues, there is real energy and the economics are getting behind women's sports. I've talked a lot about Caitlin Clark. I've talked a lot about the PWHL, but the NWSL starting its season, that's going to be an indicator of the strength of that league. We've seen the media deal, we've seen the franchise values, and we've seen sponsor support. The WNBA, very, very strong property. We are continuing to look for expansion. We know the Golden State Warriors have a new team. That'll be led by Jess Smith. A lot of energy around the W. And also on campus, we're seeing great growth around volleyball and gymnastics on the women's side. So again, a lot of interesting storylines. And I was asked specifically last night about women's volleyball. We know there are two professional leagues. I believe consolidation will likely happen in the future. But don't overlook also the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament coming up this month. It has plenty of interesting storylines. Of course, Caitlin Clark. But South Carolina and Dawn Staley, a fantastic storyline. Look at the rivalry they have with Angel Reese and LSU. So again, women's sports continues to grow. We talked about growth sports last night as well. I think the audience was pretty surprised when I said keep your eye on flag football. It continues to get more and more supporters behind it. It's a growth sport for women. It's also a growth sport that the NFL is putting a lot of resources and marketing and promotion behind. Of course, it's going to be in the Olympics in 28. And again, easy to play, accessible, and open to everybody. So flag football, a real growth sport. I was asked about cricket last night. I was asked about rugby last night. And of course, I was asked about the viability of pickleball last night. So again, great questions from the group. Another thing I was asked a lot about, what other cities in America right now have a lot of energy behind them in the sports space? Well, I always start now with Vegas. I think Vegas is on such a run for hosting big events. Look what it did with Formula One in November and the Super Bowl just last month. So Vegas right now really proving to be a sports hotbed. Nashville, we know what they're doing with the Titan Stadium. A lot of people ask me about Nashville, hosting events in Nashville, and Nashville as a sports business community. All the leagues want to be in Los Angeles, so we're seeing more and more energy. Their venues are great between SoFi, Crypto, and the new Intuit Dome. So LA, a very, very hot market. Miami always, specifically with FIFA having an office in Miami, that's going to be a growth area. Dallas is always very strong in terms of hosting events, specifically what the Joneses do at AT&T Stadium. And I'll put Atlanta and Charlotte right there with them. Atlanta, we know, can host big events. Charlotte, where I live, boy, a lot of energy in this market and a lot of doers. They get things done in this market. So that was a topic we talked about as well. So then we talked about college sports, and let's talk about a big shift in the college sports front as Texas A&M hired Nebraska's Trev Alberts as its new athletic director. ESPN reported that Trev Alberts was expected to get a five-year deal with the Aggies at Texas A&M that will put him near the top of the SEC and among the top 10 athletic directors nationally in terms of salary. Now, Trev Alberts, we know he played. He has been very well regarded as he's led Nebraska's athletic department since 2021. His name even came up as a possible successor to Bill Hancock to lead the CFP. So Trev Alberts now replaces Ross Bjork, who, of course, left Texas A&M after 5 years to become the athletic director at Ohio State. That transition from Gene Smith to Ross Bjork happens at the end of the academic year, so we're looking at May and June. But again, last night, to go back to last night, we talked a lot about the changes in college sports. Charlotte is a college sports town, and I got a lot of questions about the future of college football and, of course, the future of college basketball. I stress that they need to pay attention to this House case versus the NCAA. That will be getting more and more attention because the implications of that case are enormous. Also, keep your eye on potential players as employees and more unionization. We saw it at Dartmouth, but again, there are some unintended consequences if student athletes become employees, such as collective bargaining, such as they could get fired at any time, such as they'd have to pay taxes. So that came up a lot. The connection between the Big Ten and the SEC, that came up a lot. And of course, we talked about the 12-team, the 14-team, or possibly a 16-team college football playoff. So again, I told him last night, the hardest job in sports business right now, I believe, is being an athletic director. Let's move on. You know, we saw earlier in the week when Adidas posted its first annual loss in 30 years. And they warned that sales in the United States are also continuing to be slow. So you see the challenges facing all mainstream sports, apparel, and performance companies. And that has led to news that Under Armour is bringing back Kevin Plank. Yes, Kevin Plank, the founder of Under Armour, is returning as chief executive officer. He will lead the business that he started in 1998. He ran it until 2019 when he stepped aside as CEO under some public scrutiny, for sure, some public controversy. But Plank remained as executive chairman of Under Armour and feels now is the time to return. And he will succeed Stephanie Leinartz. She's a former Marriott executive who held the job for just over a year. She is well regarded, but the company really has not returned to its former glory. Under Armour stock is down about 85% since its high in 2015. So there's been a steady dip in this brand, but they are now putting their trust and their energy behind Kevin Plank to lead the company that he started after 4 years away from the job. So Kevin Plank returning to Under Armour as the boss. And we'll have more on this later, but a hat tip to CBS Sports' top sales executive, John Bogus. He is expected to leave his role after the NCAA tournament and the Masters. Now, he's been at the network for more than 25 years. He will leave at the same time as CBS Sports Chair Sean McManus. Sean McManus, of course, also stepping away at the end of the Masters. John Bogus has been out front selling ad inventory for CBS's major sports events for years. And he recently completed or led sales for the Super Bowl, and he led the team that sold more than $600 million in ad revenue. That was a record for Super Bowl 58. So no replacement has been named, but Bogey has put in a great run at CBS, leaving as executive vice president of sports sales after the NCAA tournament and the Masters. And that is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, March 14th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.